When you first walk into the new Whole Foods Market, you see long rows of produce, prepared foods, and a bakery. That's where Jillian Vaughn works. She hands out bread samples to customers.
Organic whole wheat flour and an organic seed mix. So pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, organic...
Vaughn is a Boise State student, and she's one of the 175 Whole Foods employees from the Treasure Valley.
I am really stoked because everyone is so happy to be here. And the product is amazing, so you really feel good about what you're selling and what we're doing here.
Whole Foods was considering a Boise store 6 years ago. Those plans were put on hold because of the recession, says Ben Friedland. He handles marketing for the Rocky Mountain region. Once the decision was made to build the store, one of the first moves was to connect with local farmers. Friedland says Whole Foods has already partnered with 50 local vendors.
By bringing producers in who grow their products locally, produce their products locally, it's an opportunity for them to grow their business. They win for that reason. We win because we're able to offer more interesting and unique products. And the customer wins because the customer has more choice. So local is something we're really passionate about.
Another one that we have on the shelf that's really great for families is our cold comfort tea.
One of those local vendors is Tony Hodge, who owns Divine Lotus Tea Company. She and her husband, Bob, are handing out samples.
It's bringing revenue into this valley by allowing us to expand our revenue and hire more people, put more product out there.
If her teas sell well, Hodge is hopeful Whole Foods may put them in other locations. Just a mile and a half away from the shiny new store, Hodge's teas are already being sold at the Boise Co-op. Located in Boise's community-oriented North End, the Co-op has long been Boise's main source for local and organic foods. The arrival of Whole Foods means the Co-op faces its first direct competition in its nearly 40 years of existence. As a result, the store has made major renovations. They include a dining area, an expanded deli, and new displays that make it easier to shop. Ben Kuzma is the general manager.
This is going to be kind of our first real test to see how we come out of it. And nobody really knows. I mean, we have our guesses of how it's going to impact us, and we budgeted for that. So you want to continue to attract people for your good customer service, the high quality of the products that you have, and the knowledgeable staff.
The co-op's business model relies on members paying fees or equity that fund the store's operations. Bill Foxcroft is one of 21,000 members. He shopped at the store last weekend.
We're just coming in to get some ingredients for spaghetti, so pasta sauce and pasta, and hopefully some meatballs and mushrooms and zucchini.
Foxcroft has been a member of the co-op for 18 years, and he knows about the arrival of Whole Foods. He thinks he might do some shopping at the new store, but plans to remain a loyal co-op shopper. He says the staff there know him, and they treat him well.
I'm just wanting the co-op to be successful, and we don't shop for price as much as we shop for quality.
That's just the kind of loyalty co-ops need in order to succeed in the competitive natural food sector. So says Courtney Berner, who was with the Center for Cooperatives at the University of Wisconsin. She says that when other natural food stores move in, co-ops can expect to take a hit. But Berner says the stability of being member-owned means that these stores are more likely to be in it for the long haul.
Urban places have really seen this, where some of the mainline grocery stores pulled out either because they weren't making enough money or that, you know, it wasn't the demographic they wanted to be serving. But in a co-op, when the owners are, you know, the people in that community, that really anchors that business to that place.
So can Boise support both Whole Foods and the co-op? Berner says it can. She points to Madison, Wisconsin as an example. There, Whole Foods coexists with another national chain, Trader Joe's, and the longstanding co-op. Whole Foods marketer Ben Friedland thinks the big winners in this new competitive market are Boise shoppers.
You know, the co-op has been serving this community for a really long time, and that's what we want to do. We want to serve the community. And yes, we're competition, but I think ultimately at the end of the day, it provides more customers in this community choice.
Treasure Valley shoppers have several more choices than they used to. Besides the addition of Whole Foods, two other stores that sell natural foods have moved into the valley this year. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.